Do you get a sense from your job and dealing with the people you're dealing with that the forces over there feel like with the capture of Osama bin Laden that you guys are that things are winding down, or do you feel like it's not to that point?
You know, I haven't heard a lot of talk about Osama bin Laden being killed, or I just haven't. I know some people have expressed some joy over that, but overall, things are just going on as normal as prior to him being killed. I just haven't noticed any difference, maybe because I have a small circle of who I'm dealing with, but I'm not out in the field like Kandahar or some of the other hotter areas.
Well, today there's news that Ayman al-Zahawi is going to be the number two now with al-Qaeda, and al-Qaeda is sort of trying to regroup and let the world know that they're still a force. I guess I was just curious if how much you guys pay attention to that kind of stuff, or are you really dug in on the tasks that you have at hand?
Yeah, I'm pretty much focused on what I'm doing right now, and I guess I don't really pay attention to a lot of the rhetoric that goes on with al-Qaeda, because that's, to me, it's just a lot of rhetoric. They've been doing that for a lot of years, and sometimes it pans out, but most of all, it's I think they're trying to, just my opinion, they're just trying to rattle their saber and make a lot of noise to gain publicity.
I know that... It's important. I like to ask when we do these interviews every week, if there's something for you that you'd like people to know back in Washington, back in the United States. Personally, I know it probably gets hard sometimes and sort of out of sight, out of mind. But is there something that you'd like folks back here to really know about the mission and the work and the sacrifices that you guys are making?
Well, there's a lot of people here that are making sacrifices. They're away from their families, as I am, and we're here for a purpose. And we all have a vision, and we can see that the Afghans are responding to our efforts. And there is a lot of movement going on the Afghan side to take control of their country, and that's going to make it all worthwhile. So the sacrifice is going to be worth it.
And you definitely have been able to sort of see that and see that blossom where the Afghans, where you feel like at some point here they are going to be ready?
I believe so, yes. In my narrow focus, I can see Afghans taking ownership of the things like the Afghan police incident reporting system. There are some groups I'm working with, the Ministry of Interior, that are embracing it, and they see the need for that, and they want to move ahead because they see the need as it being good for their country.
Well, I don't want to rub it in, but we're actually getting some summer weather here over the next couple of days. The couple of days of summer weather that we get every year here in Western Washington. What's it like over there right now?
Yeah, I know, but I've heard you experience quite a bit of unsummerly weather too, and hopefully when I go home on my R&R in a month or so, the weather will be back to a normal summer, and I'll be enjoying it right along with you.
Well, that sounds
and
great.
And my family, of course. I also wanted to say, without the support of my family, my wife, who's also in the Navy Reserves, who also has been here, so she understands where I am and what I'm going through. And I have her support, and I thank her for it. Plus, my family, my son and my daughter, and also the people I worked with at the sheriff's office too. They were supportive of me going, and want to thank them for that too.
Well, thank you so much for taking time to talk to us, and we do thank you for your service. And I hope you have a safe trip back and get to enjoy some of this nice weather here.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that, spending time with my wife, especially.
Okay, have a good day, John.
Okay.